proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Today we continue in our series about what happens when godly men stumble. We're looking at the life of Jacob, Isaac's son. The author of Psalm 133 penned these words, quote, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. Nevertheless, the Bible provided several examples of godly individuals who stumbled in their walk. Today we look at the life of Jacob. Many of Jacob's difficulties with his family members resulted from his own machinations. He defrauded his brother Esau, by example, through acquiring the family birthright in exchange for serving Esau some pottage. Jacob later usurped the family blessing, which by right should have gone to Esau. His deception sowed the seeds of antagonism between himself and his brother, an enmity which Esau passed down to his descendants. Jacob also experienced friction with his father-in-law Laban's family. According to the 31st chapter of Genesis, Laban's sons complained that, quote, "Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory," unquote. They seemed to believe that Jacob had purloined their inheritance, as he had done with the blessings that properly belonged to his brother Esau. Laban himself had turned against Jacob. This change of attitude precipitated Jacob's decision to flee from his father-in-law secretly. Once Laban and his entourage had caught up with Jacob's group, the older man told Jacob that, quote, "It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad," unquote. Laban had even falsely accused Jacob of stealing his family images. Jacob's major problems, though, centered around how he dealt with his wives and his sons. The author of Genesis 29 noted that Jacob, quote, "loved also Rachel more than Leah," unquote. Nevertheless, it was Leah who bore sons to Jacob. During that time, Rachel remained childless, a circumstance which greatly vexed her, since Rachel envied her sister. Rachel demanded that Jacob give her children. Her peremptory tone offended her husband, who then remarked, quote, "Am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" unquote. Leah and Rachel competed for their husband's attention by making their respective handmaids, Bilhah and Zilpah, making those handmaids available to Jacob as wives. The two servants also conceived and gave birth to sons, further complicating Jacob's domestic situation. Moreover, Jacob's own sons treated their father with a profound lack of respect. Reuben, his oldest boy, betrayed Jacob by engaging in sexual intercourse with Bilhah, who was one of Jacob's wives. Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, put their family at risk by deceiving and massacring the residents of a Canaanite city. They did this without Jacob's prior knowledge, much less his consent. Jacob's lifelong practices of deception and treachery had passed down to his children. His very name comes from the Hebrew word meaning supplanter, namely one who wrongfully takes the place of another. Jacob was a godly man and a man of faith, but Jacob said and did things that compromised his testimony. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.